You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Right, Abby. Now, where are we hanging these last two stars?
On this wall.
Oh, you are. One on here, and this one here.
Hi, Mike. Hey, Abby.
Morning.
Oh, those look lovely.
Phoebe helped me.
Did she? Well, they're really pretty.
You got the tablecloth and the other things, Mike?
Oh, yeah, right. It's all in here, thanks, Jolene.
Well, and you want the tables in a horseshoe shape, yeah?
Right.
And then a couple of tables for the food in the corner opposite the bar. Is that okay, Mike?
Whatever Vicky said, yeah. What did I do with my list?
It's okay, Mike. Me and Vicky went through it all last week.
Oh.
The cold food and plates and everything will be out.
Mm.
Once everyone's arrived, we'll bring up the hot food and then tuck in.
Oh.
And if you need more, you only have to give me a shout.
Great stuff. Oh, and the cake?
Oh, I said to Vicky, I'll keep it in the kitchen and bring it up after everyone's eaten.
Oh, well, you've thought of everything.
Well, we aim to please.
Vicky said you was making a speech.
Oh, blimey. Well, that's just a few words to say thanks, really.
Well, I'll make sure that everyone has Prosecco for a toast.
I reckon I'll need fortifying before that.
Hey, well, fear not. I shall be at your exclusive service on the bar up here.
Right.
And then we'll cut the cake and serve it.
Oh, great.
So, you see, it's all under control.
Oh, cheers.
Right, Mike, you put that list away and go home and get ready.
Mm.
Before Vicky starts wondering where you've got to.
And we agreed 9 o'clock because you said you're so busy during the week, but it's gone 10 past already and there's still no sign of you or your partner. I can't wait around, so if you're not here within the next 5 minutes, I'll assume you don't want the work. Well, finally. Yes, all right! For heaven's sake. Tom!
Brenda!
Oh.
It was just... I was in bed and I heard someone banging about.
Oh, yeah, it was me.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be meeting the decorators, if they ever turn up.
Oh.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. It's just... Well, I knew Daryl moved out on Friday.
Oh, right, yeah.
So I wondered who it was. I thought I'd better check.
Thanks.
That's okay.
So you're, You're not milking then, this morning?
No.
Oh, obviously. Stupid thing to say.
I swapped with Dad.
Oh, okay.
Everything's a bit different this week. What with the sale?
Oh, right. Of course.
Yeah. Well, as long as everything's okay...
Yeah, thanks for checking. It's really good of you.
No problem.
Sorry again for waking you up.
Yeah, that's okay.
Hope the sale goes well.
Bye.
Everything okay?
Yeah, fine. Typical of our daughter, isn't it?
Oh, no, sweetheart. It was a good thing you had everything with you.
Oh, I know from experience. I didn't even nip next door without the nappy bag.
I know it's traditional for the bride to be late for her wedding, but I've never heard of a baby being late for her own christening.
Well, we're all sorted now, aren't we, Bethany? Oh, right, we better get in.
We're still waiting for Brenda.
Oh, well, she's cutting it fine.
I know. She had some job on this morning. Something for Amsel.
On a Sunday morning?
I know.
Everything all right?
Oh, hi, Neil.
Everyone's here. Alan was wondering what's happening.
We're just waiting for Brenda.
Ah, is this her?
Oh, at last.
I'm really sorry, Dad.
Oh, Brenda.
Oh, thank goodness for that. We've been on pins.
So sorry to keep you waiting. Oh, Bethany looks gorgeous.
Oh, doesn't she?
Okay, then.
Yes, all right, let's go in.
Hey, what do you think you're up to? Sloping off, leaving me to do all the work, eh?
Well, you know what Frieda would say? The devil finds work for idle hands.
Oh, really?
Actually, I went and got some of these.
What, pansies?
White violas.
Oh, right.
Left over from the hanging baskets me and Frieda did yesterday. And I thought they'd make a little extra touch for the top table. And they've got such a lovely scent here.
Mm.
Sniff them.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, babies love smelling different things. And Beth will have lots of colourful stuff to look at with the balloons and the other decorations. And now she'll have these to smell and all. What?
You.
What?
Do you know, I am the luckiest bloke in Borsetshire.
Right, Brenda, you're on with just the godparents.
OK, I'll take it.
Oh, cheers, Ailey, love. Right, it's this button.
Where's Linda?
She was chatting to Alan a minute ago.
Brenda!
Well, what about one with Neil, Susan and the family?
Oh, yeah, come on!
Brenda!
What's up, George?
I'm going back into church.
Oh, he's keen.
Crikey, wait a sec. I'll get him. George!
I'll tell you what, do one with Eric and your mum and the girls from work.
Right. Mum, Eric, will you come for a photo?
Right, I'll see if I can manage not to chop off the tops of their heads.
Oh, it's worse than herding cats. And there's my other little girl, eh?
Fine.
You look smashing in your hat. Very posh.
Thanks.
You seem a bit quiet.
No, I'm fine, honestly. Oh, doesn't Beth look gorgeous? And wasn't she good during the ceremony? She didn't cry once.
No, she didn't.
Not even at the water splashing bit. And now look at her, all smiles for the camera.
Oh, she likes having her photo took.
She's such a little star.
Brenda, are you
sure? I think Vicky wants you.
Mike, Linda's coming. Can we have that one with the godparents, please?
Right. Well, Judy calls. Come on, Brent.
Oh, just in time. Oh, I hope they'll be pleased.
Hey, of course they will.
I ain't forgotten anything, have I?
Maybe one thing.
What? Kenton? They'll all be here any minute.
Come here. This.
I ain't complaining. What's that in aid of?
You are one amazing woman, Jolene Perks.
Well, you ain't so bad yourself, Kenton Archer.
Oh, here come the hungry hordes.
Anyway, we have lost a few of the regular customers since we put up the price, as I said we would.
Yeah, Ed mentioned it the other night.
I'll be with you in a sec, gents.
All right, you are.
Robert, what can I get you?
But on the plus side, we've got quite a few new ones too, thanks to the leaflets.
Oh, so they're working then?
Seem to be. That stuff we included, you know, about our milk helping with food intolerances, that seems to have persuaded a few people.
Oh, well, that's good.
Ed was right about one thing, though.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's definitely a market for quality food. I mean, look at Tom's ready meals.
Yeah, and our eggs. Hayley sold out last Sunday at the farmer's market.
Oh. So you're not talking about work, are you?
Well, love.
We're supposed to be celebrating. Everybody, excuse me. The food's all ready now if you'd like to help yourselves. Tuck in.
Oh, is that one dead, Tom? You finished with your glass?
Oh, yeah.
Tap.
Thanks.
Can I get you another pint? Or do you want to see the menu? Only there might be a bit of a wait for food. Frida's just doing a few more sandwiches for the christening party.
Oh?
Yeah, it's Bethany Tucker's party upstairs.
Oh, of course.
So, shall I get you that menu?
No, thanks, Jolene. I think I'll watch a bit of the cricket and then I'd better get back home.
Oh, Beth's tired out.
She's done really well, hasn't she?
Oh, she loves being the centre of attention.
Mummy, can I go outside?
After the cake. Come on, let's go and find Daddy. We'll see if he fancies a game of catch. Oh,
well, thank you for the beautiful silver spoon, Abby. And tell Phoebe thanks too.
Okay.
Hi.
Oh, she's fast asleep. I'll swap you.
Here you go.
Ooh, what's this?
Oh, I hope you like it.
There we are. Ooh, a voucher.
Let's see. She's a local craftswoman, and apart from ornaments, she makes bronze casts of babies' hands and feet and creates a sort of commemorative plaque.
Oh, how lovely. Oh, something to really treasure.
Yeah. By the looks of things, Beth's had some lovely gifts.
Oh, she has. Everyone's been so kind.
Oh, before I forget...
Oh, what's this?
Me and Vicky wanted to make a donation to the organ fund.
Oh, that's very good of you.
It ain't much, but when you get a few of these from wedding couples and people like us, I suppose it mounts up.
Well, every bit helps, believe you me. Cheers.
Neil, you'll never guess what Josh has gone and done.
Well, I'll leave you to it.
What's up?
He texted me. He said, since we sold out of eggs at the farmer's market, he's booked another 3 of them.
Oh, when for?
Next couple of weeks.
What?
How am I going to manage 3 more farmers' markets in that space of time?
And he never checked with you first?
No. I rang him back straight away and he said he thought I'd be pleased. He was using his initiative.
Oh, blimey.
I said, did it not occur to you that if I could manage all those markets, I'd been booking them myself?
What did he say?
He thought he was doing me a favour. He was quite crabby, actually.
Well, look, it's his responsibility. He'll just have to cancel them.
I'll have to see which ones he's booked. I might be able to do one of them, I suppose.
Well, don't do it if you can't. It's just his hard luck.
The trouble is, he's already put down the deposits. Huh? £10 at one, £15 each for the others.
Well, that's tough, isn't it? He'll soon learn not to do it again if he's got a shell out.
You having a good time, love?
Yeah, it's lovely, isn't it?
So, why so glum?
No, I'm fine.
Every time I've glanced across, Brenda, you've seemed really fed up.
No, honestly.
Someone's bothering you. Come on, tell your old dad what's up.
I bumped into Tom this morning.
Ah, I see.
It just brought it all back, you know?
Yeah, I know.
And the worst thing is, I'm going to keep on bumping into him, aren't I? And it's going to keep on happening. It's never going to go away.
It will get easier, I promise.
Will it?
It'll take time, but it will.
Thanks. I'm sorry.
What for?
I don't want to take the shine off the day for you and Vicky and Bethany.
Don't be daft.
Here we are, then.
Oh, thanks, Vicky, love. Oh,
thanks. Good luck, Dad.
Yeah, ta. Right, hello. Well, everyone, me and Vicky just want to say thank you to you all for coming and sharing Beth's special day with us.
It's been a smashing day.
Yes. Oh, and thanks for the presents too. We're both very touched at everyone's kindness, ain't we, love?
Oh, we feel very lucky to have such a wonderful family and good friends.
Yeah, and very blessed to have such a beautiful daughter. Oh. So, if I could ask you all to raise your glasses to Bethany.
To Bethany!
Ah, has Alan got you working on St. Stephen's now?
Nah, it's a favour for Neil.
Neil?
Yeah, I'm on a late dinner break to give him a hand with the fundraising thermometer.
For the organ repair fund, you mean?
That's it, yeah. I said I'd help him put it up.
Ah, right.
Only I thought I'd got my extension lead with me, but I must have left it on the job I'm doing.
Oh, well, we've got a decent one if you need one.
Oh, he's looking for the one that belongs to the church, but thanks for the offer.
All right. How's the fundraising going?
Oh, slowly, very slowly.
Yeah.
He's waiting to hear from another couple of trusts this week.
Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah, but the flower festival should help a bit.
Oh, you never know. These things can be very popular.
Well, Clary's quietly confident that she can help swell the coffers with the display she and Nick are putting together.
Well, good for her.
And, of course, I've got roped in and all.
But with a flower display?
Yeah.
Well, you're a man of many talents, Eddie. But I'd never have guessed that flower arranging was one of them.
Not very amusing. No, not the flower bit. I'm helping with another part of it.
Oh, you're being very cryptic.
She swore me to secrecy, ain't she? It's more or less than the Olympic opening ceremony.
Oh, not quite as spectacular, though, I'm guessing.
Oh, you'd be surprised, only.
I imagine they can get very competitive, these affairs.
Oh, you're not wrong there.
Well, it all sounds most intriguing. And I don't know my anemones from my elbow.
You should come and have a look round.
Friday the 28th to Sunday the 30th of June.
Yeah, you could mention it to Pat.
Yeah, maybe.
It might cheer her up, eh?
What is it, Clary? Oh. I'm just off back to Sawyer's.
What time do you want me and Nick to start on Wednesday morning?
7:30-ish.
Right you are.
Pip will get Gourmet Grills up and running straight after she's finished the milking.
And we're over there, in the small barn?
Yep, that's it. Dad and I will set up some trestle tables and chairs at one end for anyone who wants to sit down.
Helen said she's bringing biscuits and cakes from the shop on Tuesday night.
Yep, that's right.
But what about a price list? I mean, you said how much to charge for teas and coffees, but I've no idea about biscuits and so on.
I'm pretty sure Helen will have all that covered. She'll probably print out a price list for you.
Oh.
But thanks, I'll make sure.
The only other thing I wanted to ask, Eddie was on about the signage, to point out which fields the car parks are in.
Uh-huh, Dad and I are making those.
And will you be putting them up?
Well, maybe Ed and Eddie could do that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Speak of the devil.
Okay.
Do you want to speak to him?
Well, no, could you just tell him that I'll ring him later?
Oh, will do. Eddie.
Hello, Clary love.
I hope you're ringing with some good news.
Yeah, I've just got the water feature.
Good.
Oh, it weighs a ton.
It's definitely the one I wanted out of that catalogue.
The exact one.
Oh, good.
You did read the spec right, didn't you, in the description?
Yeah, I know what I'm doing.
All right, yeah, fair dues.
Right.
Cost a pretty penny, though. Good thing I got a trades discount.
I hope you're not begrudging the money, Eddie.
I'm just saying, that's all.
It's in a good cause.
Yeah, I know.
It'll be worth its weight in gold. Oh, I can't wait to see certain people's faces when it's all in place and I switch it on. Oh, I want it to have that wow factor right from the off.
Yeah.
Oh.
What?
Hadn't you better put it together beforehand to make sure it's all working properly?
Oh, flipping heck, Clary, it'll be fine. I've never had a problem with this manufacturer.
But, Eddie, this could be the one time you do have.
I'll build it in our back garden for you.
Tonight?
I'm milking at Brookfield.
Well, that's not taking you too long nowadays, is it?
Yeah.
With half the earth drying off, you can build it after you get back.
Yeah, but it's balls night at the ball. I was hoping I could...
Eddie!
Oh, blimmin' heck.
Eddie!
Yeah, right. As soon as I've had me tea.
Everything all right, Tom?
Yep.
I'll be putting those trestles up in the small barn then.
Okay.
Save a bit of time tomorrow. I've had a word with your mum. She and I have decided to give the profits from the teas to Neil for the organ fund.
Oh, really?
Well, you've got to do your bit, haven't you?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Right, see you later then.
Oh, Dad?
Hmm?
Has Mum said anything yet about coming to the sale?
No, she hasn't decided yet. And I don't want to push her.
Here you are.
Oh, cheers, Clary, love.
And there's some of Bethany's christening cake.
Top.
How's it coming along?
Nearly there.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, not much longer.
The cake was lovely, wasn't it?
Oh, what cake?
This cake. Bethany's christening cake.
Oh, was it?
Didn't you see it before they cut it?
Oh, I can't say I did.
Very simple, but very classy. With a cross and little icing rosebuds.
Oh, very nice.
And Bethany Clare and the date underneath.
Well, it was tasty. That's all I noticed.
You can't go wrong with a proper sponge cake. Everybody likes sponge cake. Hey. I never told you about George, did I?
What about him?
When I was babysitting for William and Nick on Saturday.
No, what happened?
I had to laugh. You know how he's got this praying bug?
Oh, it'll be deep sea diving or mountaineering next week.
Oh, I'm just glad he don't want to be a burglar no more. Anyway, Saturday night, I read him and Jake a story and tucked him up and then I went downstairs and... Then I hear someone pottering about, so I goes back upstairs, and there's George, kneeling by the bed with a load of teddies and action figures, teaching them all to pray.
Oh, blimey.
Oh, you should have seen him. Praising Buzz Lightyear for being good at it, and Batman in a naughty corner because he wouldn't say his prayers.
Oh, what's he like, eh?
I wouldn't care, but he'd already had an argument with me at bath time.
Oh, what were they arguing about?
Well, you know how mad on dinosaurs she is?
Yeah.
Well, she's got these dinosaur bath squirters, and she wouldn't get in the bath until we found them. Guess where they were?
Go on.
In the boys' room. George had been using them to help David beat Goliath. Oh, dear. Oh, I don't know.
Right. So, what do you reckon?
Oh, bit bigger than it looked in the catalogue.
Oh, I told you, but it's the one you wanted.
Yeah. Oh, I think it'll look better once it's in the church. It's only because we're up close and it's on the ground.
Yeah. Shall I turn it on then? Make sure it works.
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, you ready?
Go on.
Ta-da! What do you think?
Well,
what do you mean, well? Ain't you pleased?
Yeah.
Oh, flipping heck.
There's something missing. That real wow factor. Oh, I don't know what.
Oh, blimey, Clary. And after all that hard work and all. Oh, to think I could have been down the ball.
Wait. I've got it. I know exactly what it needs.
There you go, girl. You've done a grand job. All of you have. I'll be sorry to see you go.
Hello, what's this?
Oh, hi, Dad.
Talking to the cows?
Yeah. Oh,
you're going soft, Tom.
I often talk to them.
Yes, I know.
Anyway, before you take them back to pasture, can we just go over a few details for Wednesday?
Fire away.
Right, well, what's the forecast?
Wednesday? Mostly fine.
Shall we risk it then and build the pens in the paddock?
I reckon so.
Fine. So, holding pens to the right.
Leave a run in the centre.
Of course. A run down to the ring at the bottom, and then two or three pens to the left of the ring?
Yeah, I should do it.
Great. Okay, well, I'll grab a quick sandwich and get out and mow front field.
Is that the one you've decided to use as a car park?
Yeah, because if we need it, we've got bridge close at the top end, which we can use as an overflow site.
Oh, good thinking.
Oh, the farm buildings and yard are looking very tidy.
Yeah, good.
Thanks for that, Dad. You've been busy.
Well, it's important to make a good impression.
Definitely.
Your mum is still finding it all very difficult.
Yeah, I know.
She's always been every inch the stock woman. She ran a herd of Welsh blacks when we first met. Did you know?
I remember her telling us about them.
Yeah, one of our first dates was her helping me deliver a breech calf. Did she tell you that?
Really? No, she didn't.
Well, I can see her now. First time I met her. She'd come over with her Uncle Hayden. She was wearing a bright yellow shirt. Proper ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
And the next thing I knew, she was walking me round the cows. This was when I had Willow Farm.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I'd been dithering about whether or not to call out the vet. I was almost certain I had New Forest disease in the herd. Anyway, your mother took one look at the suspect cows and recommended I call him straight away. Don't think I'd have taken that kind of advice. Well, it was almost an order. Don't think I'd have listened to anyone else like I listened to her. Still do, of course.
You and Mum are a great team.
Yes, yes, we are.
And you were great pioneers. Going organic before most people knew what it meant.
Yeah, that's right. Your Uncle Brian scoffed, of course.
Well, that's his job.
Yeah. Called us the Knit Your Own Lentils Brigade.
Ooh, typical.
All muck and magic, they said. But we stuck to our guns, as it were, and, well...
The rest is history.
Yes.
Helen and I are really proud of you both, you know.
Good heavens.
We're proud of what you've done, what you've achieved.
Well...
I know we don't always see eye to eye.
No.
But we're so grateful.
Yeah, I know.
Well, maybe sometimes we... Or I don't always show it.
Oh, you don't always have to say things out loud.
Maybe sometimes you should. I am... We are very grateful. We know what you and Mum are giving up. So, thank you.
Oh, good grief. Hey, let's get those cows back up to the field before you have us both going soft.
Caroline, must you have lunch at your desk?
Ah. Oh. Yeah, guilty as charged.
You really should have a screen break at least.
I know.
Well, surely you can take half an hour.
Yeah, I would, but I've been trying to do this all morning. I keep getting interrupted. I really need to get on. Have you eaten?
Not yet.
Have some of these sandwiches. I'll never get through them all myself.
Oh, all right. Yes, thank you.
All right. Juice? Well, there's mineral water.
Juice, please.
Okay. There we are.
So what are you working on?
Occupancy rates. Again.
Ah.
I know we looked at the figures for summer bookings last week. But they're practically unchanged. Hardly any new bookings for July and August. As for Christmas.
Right.
I need to do some radical thinking.
Could we think about putting Grey Gables on more of those bookings websites? I mean, they've done the business for us in the past.
Yeah, but look how much they cream off in commissions. And look, this is how much we need to increase occupancy by to make it profitable.
Ah, yes.
Yeah. We really can't sacrifice margins for volume. Plus, the greater the awareness of our discounted offers, the more likely people are to book through these websites.
Instead of booking direct with us, you mean?
Yeah, it's self-defeating.
Yes, I see.
Plus, by filling a hotel with bargain hunters, we'd have the room rate, but would they spend on the extras? The restaurant, beauty treatments at the health club and so on.
Why fill Grey Gables with guests who then go off into Borchester to eat or drink in the book?
Precisely. And the other thing is, of course, that these sites won't allow us to market direct to those clients afterwards. So they're not necessarily going to translate into returning customers.
Well, that's a pity.
I need to come up with some more appealing offers and tie-ins.
Caroline, you've eaten hardly anything.
Oh, I'm not actually that hungry.
Caroline?
I'll eat later. I want to do some more work on this while the going's good.
Wow, that was a big splash, Henry. Right, time to get out now. Come on.
Okay.
Time to go home. Right, let's get your towel.
It's there.
There we go. Would you like to see Lonely Cow when we get home?
Lonely Cow!
If you're a good boy and hurry up, we can see her for a few minutes before Mummy goes to work in the dairy, okay?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Caroline.
Hi, Helen. Hello, Henry. Been for a swim?
We have, haven't we? We don't often see you here in this part of the hotel.
Yes, I know. Our health club manager's off sick this week.
Oh, I see. Come on, let's get you dried.
The girl covering her is very good, but still.
You like to keep your eye on things. Lift your foot up, come on. That's a good boy.
Well, we notice the difference when we're a member of staff town. How are things with you, Helen?
Okay. And this foot?
Busy as ever.
It's not that so much as it's just a bit of an odd week. Just because we're trying to get everything ready for Wednesday.
Wednesday?
The dispersal sale.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, it's come round quickly, hasn't it?
Oh, my gosh, I hadn't realised it was so soon.
Yeah.
I really am out of touch.
There are advertisement boards for my ready meals.
Ah, I see.
To go round the sales ring.
Good idea.
Well, I'd be an idiot not to, really.
Indeed. So, will Bridge Farm be dedicated to the Tom Archer range after you sell the dairy herd?
Oh, no, no. The Ambridge Organics brand is still going strong. There's the produce for the shop and the box scheme. And, of course, Mum and Helen are carrying on with the dairy lines, the ice cream, cheese, yoghurt and so on.
Ah, but you're buying the milk.
Yeah, we've got a contract with an organic producer not too far from here.
Interesting. And what about Tony? Is he thinking about retirement yet?
Oh, you're joking. No, not Dad. Not while there are organic veg boxes to fill and carrots to hoe.
Well, I have to say, what you're telling me makes sense.
Oh, that's good.
Well, it's invigorating, isn't it? Bringing about change, reinventing oneself.
Yeah,
in life as well as in business. Change can be a very positive thing. Seeking out new pastures, as it were. One reason why I got rid of the business I'd grown.
Oh, yes. Didn't you have a farm in North Borsetshire?
Yep, yep. Well, once the children grew up and Jane and I divorced, it made sense to sell on and make a clean break.
Oh, right.
I mean, neither of my children were interested in farming, so, well, the decision was simple.
And you never regretted it?
Never.
Right.
As they say, let go and move on.
And you still keep your hand in anyway.
Well, with the milking, yes. I'll be covering Fred, of course, tomorrow morning.
Yes. Thanks for that, by the way. We really appreciate it.
Oh, don't mention it. It's enjoyable. I'm not tied to it every day as I was before.
Not like Ed.
Exactly.
How's he doing with the shearing? Any more of that on the horizon?
Oh, not as far as I know. Not this year. But he does have some work on the badger vaccination team.
Right. Yeah. TB.
Although that's not until late summer, early autumn.
Hiya.
Oh, hello, Helen.
Hi. Oh, hello, Henry.
Hello.
Have you fallen in the duck pond?
Hello.
We've been swimming at Grey Gables. Or splashing, more like. Oh, and I've just been chatting to Caroline.
Have you? Hmm. Well, that's more than I seem to manage these days.
Well, she did seem busy.
She's had to work long hours since Roy left.
Hmm. That's ages ago.
More than 2 years, yes.
Oh, is it that long?
It is. And to think she and I said that after 6 months we'd talk about hiring a replacement. Hmm. Well, that deadline came and went.
Amazing how time flies, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, Henry's 2 and a half. Incredible.
Incredible. Well, I better leave you to it.
Okay. Oh, are you coming to the sale tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Great. Okay, we'll see you then.
Good luck.
Thanks.
What did Oliver want?
Not sure, really. He had a message for Dad about rough shooting next week, but he just seemed glad of a chat, really.
Right.
Lane cow.
Oh, right. Are you going to say hello to her?
We're going to have to keep Lonely Cow well out of the way tomorrow.
Yes, I think Dad's got a plan for her. Huh. Anyway, how's it going with you?
I've been thinking.
Now what?
Nothing major.
Oh, it's a relief.
Just what Mum and Dad said about donating the tea money.
And?
I'm going to donate the profit from Gourmet Grills.
To the church organ fund?
Yes.
Okay.
You can take that expression off your face.
What expression?
Look, I'm not going to suggest they stick a Tom Archer poster on the side of the organ once it's mended.
Well, thank goodness for that. Mm-hmm. And what are all these advertising boards for?
Oh, yeah, right, they're for round the sale ring.
Tom?
What? Like I was just saying to Oliver, I'm not going to miss out on the chance of advertising to a captive audience, am I?
But surely there must be things to do for tomorrow that are much more important and urgent.
Like what?
Well, I don't know.
Look, Dad and I have got it all pretty much in hand.
Everything?
Yes. And obviously Rodways know what they're doing.
Well, obviously.
So we might as well use the occasion to promote the rest of the Bridge Farm business. In fact, why don't you dig out the stuff we had made last year for the Ambridge Organics relaunch? We could display that too. Push the dairy products and the shop.
Because it just seems like a distraction.
Oh, hello.
Mum and Dad have got enough to cope with already without worrying about marketing opportunities. Everything needs to go like clockwork tomorrow.
Oh, did you find the risotto I left for you?
Not yet. I've just stopped off at the Bull for a quick drink.
Oh, okay. Well, it's in the fridge on the middle shelf.
Right, thank you.
Don't heat up the risotto in the microwave. Put it in a pan and add some stock.
Right.
But not too much. You don't want it to be too watery. I think there's some Parmesan.
It'll be simpler if I just wait for you. Then I can reheat it under your close supervision.
No, don't wait for me. I'm still not sure when I'll be back.
Oh, Caroline.
Oh, please don't do this, Oliver.
I'm not doing anything.
You know I've got a lot on at the moment.
Yes.
And two of the waiting staff for tonight's banquet have just phoned in sick. Oh. I just hope there isn't some bug going round. I'm sorry.
Yes, all right.
I'll try not to be too late home. But I do need to sort things for tonight.
No, it's fine.
We have got our anniversary to look forward to.
Yes, yes. I booked a table.
You have remembered it can't be on the anniversary itself, haven't you?
Of course, I know you're busy on Saturday, so the meal's booked for Thursday, as you suggest.
That's great. Where?
You remember that chum of Ian's? The one who opened up a new place last year?
Oh, gosh, yes. With a Michelin star.
How long have we been saying we'll go?
Oh, since before he opened.
Well, that's where we're eating on Thursday night.
Oh, wonderful.
And I've had a thought about that, too.
Yeah, what?
Ian says there's a lovely boutique hotel nearby, so why don't I book us in for afterwards, eh? We could make a real occasion of it, and I won't have to drive.
Oliver, we can't.
Hmm? Well, it'll just be the one night.
No, I've got an early start on Friday morning.
Do you have to?
Yes, actually, I do. quite a battle to persuade Robinsons to book their conference with us again this year. I can't afford for anything to go wrong. It's quite a big deal, in case you've forgotten.
No, of course I haven't forgotten.
And I need to be totally across it from before their breakfast seminar on Friday morning.
Well, if you say so.
But we'll have a lovely meal on Thursday night. It's so thoughtful of you to have got a table at Milo's. And I promise not to mention work once.
I'll believe that when I see it.
Helen? You okay?
But yeah, of course I am.
Can I give you a hand?
I'm just making pasta for Henry's supper. He's refusing to eat peppers and courgettes at the moment.
Is he? Oh, traitor.
What he doesn't realise is they're in the tomato sauce.
Well, while you're doing that, I could pop over to Borchester and get the Ambridge Organics advertising material for you, if you like.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
It does make sense.
Sure, thanks.
No problem.
Mum's decided to stay tomorrow.
Oh?
She says she'll look after Henry while it's all going on.
Oh. But she's not going to watch it.
I don't think she will.
Right.
It's just starting to hit me.
What?
The sale. The reality of it. I know it's the right thing to do, but Bridge Farm without the cows.
I know. It will seem odd at first, but it's exciting. An adventure. A new direction.
Yeah.
And we've thought it through properly. Made plans, done the sums.
I know.
It'll work, Helen. You know it will. And work really well. And we're not just doing it for ourselves. We're doing it for Henry and for future generations.
Yes, I know you're right.
You just said you know it's the right decision. So focus on that thought. It'll be fine.
It will, won't it?
Let's enjoy tomorrow. It'll be a new beginning.
Go on there. Up, up.
Pat and I have kept our fingers crossed for the weather all week.
Yes, me too. It always gives a better impression when you can set up the sail ring outdoors.
Oh, hi, Alec.
Morning, Tom.
I got you a tea.
Ah, cheers.
There you go. And I've got some sugar somewhere.
Not for me, thanks.
Oh, okay. And a tea for you, Dad. I'll stick it on here for you.
All right, thanks. Have Clary and Nick set up already, then?
Yep. Eddie's here too. He's on the lane, putting up the sign to the car park. And Ed's sorting the one at the junction with the Felpisham Road.
Oh, great.
Pip's got the grill going in the van already. She and Rosa should be ready to start serving in 10 minutes or so. Everything under control here?
Yes, no problems so far.
Okay. Right, well, let me take Lonely Cow then.
Lonely Cow?
Yeah, it's what my nephew calls the inconclusive reactor. I'll take her up to Far Pasture and then pick up a couple of bacon rolls for you on my way back.
See you shortly.
Yep, you will.
I'm anticipating a decent attendance this morning.
Ah, good.
There's been a steady interest over the past couple of weeks, and the office has had a flurry of inquiries this last week.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, nothing's certain until the hammer falls, as it were. But I have a good feeling about today.
Now what shall we build?
Tower.
Another tower? What about a bridge? You can drive your cars underneath it.
Tower.
All right, a tower it is.
Hi, darling. Hi, Mum.
Hello.
What are you and Granny up to?
Building.
Oh, wow, that's good. Oh, I can't believe how many people are arriving.
Oh, good.
Eddie's had to open up the overflow car park already.
Really?
Hmm.
Oh, dear, never mind.
Are you okay, Mum?
Okay, Granny.
Yes, of course I am. Henry and I are going to have lots of fun, aren't we?
Yes.
Do you want to get your toy farm out in a minute?
Farm?
All right. I'll fetch it from your bedroom.
Mum.
Honestly, Helen, you get out there. Don't worry about us. We'll be fine.
Yes, a very good turnout. There are quite a number of potentially serious buyers here.
That's great.
Some have come from as far as Cornwall and North Wales.
Wow.
And they're not all organic farmers either.
Hear that, Dad?
Yes.
Yeah, I
admit I'm a bit taken aback at the numbers.
It must be very gratifying for you.
Yeah.
Right, almost past. I'll go and get set up.
Cheers, Alec.
Helen, Over here.
Hi.
Oh, your mum's not with you then?
No.
How was she?
Well, putting a brave face on things.
Ah, right.
She says she doesn't want to upset Henry.
Well, he'll help to take her mind off it.
Yeah, I'll pop back in a while and see if I can persuade her.
Oh, thanks, love.
Hi. Oh, hi, Ruth.
Hi. Morning. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks. Right, I'm just going to check that Pip and Clary are okay before things get going.
They were both doing a roaring trade when I came past.
Oh, great. I'll see you in a bit.
David sends his apologies. He would have been here, but some of the fencing's down in Leaky Meadow.
Oh, don't worry. The farm must come first.
I'm glad to see there are a few locals here, though.
Yeah, good to see some friendly faces.
Mm. Helen.
Oh, Bob.
Oh, hi, Tony. Ruth.
Hello.
Look, I'm going to check on the cows.
Do you want me to come with you?
No, it's fine.
Oh, Bob, it's really good of you to come.
Oh, of course, I wanted to be here. Wouldn't have missed it. How's Pip getting on, Ruth?
Fine. Working here on the burger van today.
Right. Has she had any joy with that contact I gave her for relief milking jobs?
She's not said.
Oh, any news on her exam results? I've not had a chance to talk to her this morning.
Not yet. We're all on tenterhooks. Well, you can imagine.
Oh, keep my fingers crossed.
She's so tense. It's a good thing Spencer took her out last night and calmed her down, or I think we'd all be nervous wrecks.
Do tell her to give me a shout if Gary can't help with finding her milking work. I'm sure I can give her a couple more numbers to try.
Thanks. I'll tell her. Oh, there's Ed. I wanted to ask him how he and Jazza got on last week with the shearing. I'll catch up with you later.
Okay. So, how's work going?
Oh, fine.
And the recruitment drive?
No, it's coming together, slowly.
Problems?
Oh, nothing we can't handle. You know how it is. Nothing's ever plain sailing, is it?
Oh, you can say that again.
No, we interviewed a very bright young woman yesterday for one of the assistant herd manager jobs.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Becky Holden, her name was. She's working on a large dairy in Scotland at the moment.
Like the estate one?
Similar setup, yes.
Was she any good?
Yeah, Brian and I were very impressed. She was exceptionally good on cow genetics and fertility.
Well, those are big pluses.
Oh, absolutely. And she's had experience at home and abroad.
Oh, she sounds perfect. Have you offered her the job?
I rang her this morning. She said she'd let us know.
I'd have thought she'd have snatched your hand off.
Well, there's an issue about Ambridge being a bit far away from where her family's based.
Oh, right.
Which is the reason she wanted to move back from Scotland in the first place.
Yeah, I understand.
But we've made her a tempting offer. Just have to wait and see.
Mm. And what about the other guy you told me about?
Well, we're still looking into whether we can sort the visa situation.
Right, ladies and gentlemen, a good morning to you all, and thanks for your attendance. Tony and Pat would like to thank you all for coming along today. It's a real privilege to sell the dairy herd for Tony. And I know a lot of you have known Tony and Pat for a good few years now, so let's make it a good one for them.
Are you all right, Helen?
Yes, I'm okay.
We'll start off with the equipment, move into the clamp for the machinery, over to the milking parlour for the parlour equipment,
big thing.
And finally back outside for the dairy.
The end of an era.
Our office is set up in barn to the left of the farmhouse.
But cash, the start of an exciting new one for you all.
Prior arrangement,
oh, yes,
and
VAT
will be charged on all items unless exempt. Right, we start off with lot 101, cattle footpath.
How is everything?
Henry's been as good as gold.
Oh, good. They've started on the herd now.
Yes, I can hear. Henry and I have been having a great time. We thought we might make some brownies later.
Mum, wouldn't it be better if you did come over?
Helen!
Don't you think it might help?
No, I don't.
But Mum, I really think it'd help you to come to terms with it all, you know?
No, really, I can't. I just can't bear to see my lovely herd broken up.
All right, Pip.
So, here we go, then.
Just thought I'd come and see some of the action. I've been closeted in the van for hours. Burgess is going okay.
Yeah.
Manic. It's all died down a bit now, though, so Rosa said she could manage on her own. It's awful, isn't it, Mum?
Yeah.
Can't imagine how Pat and Tony are feeling.
Yeah.
Though, I haven't seen Pat at all. And I think she's looking after Henry indoors. Ah, right. It all seems so sudden, doesn't it? One moment everything seems to be okay, and then... I know. But it's always the same with farming. You never quite know what the future will bring.
Hi, Pip.
Oh, hiya.
Oh, hello again, Ruth.
Hello.
So Tom's let you out of the burger van now, has he?
Yeah, time off for good behaviour.
So any news yet from Gary at SBJ?
He said he'd get back to me if any suitable jobs cropped up.
Oh, right. Oh, decent turnout, isn't it, Ruth?
Yeah, it's okay.
Prices aren't too bad either.
And there's Pat, with Henry too, by the looks of it.
Oh. Over there. Oh.
Ruth,
hi.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Pat.
Henry was keen to see the action, so I thought, oh, why not?
It's good to see you.
You haven't seen Tony, have you?
Oh, I saw him speaking to Oliver Sterling a few minutes ago.
Well, there he is. Look.
Oh. I couldn't leave Henry with you for a moment, could I, Ruth?
Of course. He'll be fine with us, won't you, Henry?
Hello, mate.
Hello, Rob.
So, do you want to sit on my shoulders?
Final lot of today, ladies and gentlemen. What a great herd. All credit due to Pat and Tony. Lot 134. Due again in November to Oak and Shadow. At the moment,
sorry.
She's giving 31.8
Pat!
And her cell count's been dropping all the time over the last
I didn't think you were coming.
Who wants to get us away?
I wasn't going to.
1,600, 1,300, 1,000.
Well, perhaps I was being a bit selfish.
Oh, don't be silly.
I can stay in the house and leave you to do all this on your own.
Well, thank you.
That was being silly.
Oh. You sure you're okay?
Yeah. You?
I am now. Give me your hand.
1450. Will I sell away then? Will I sell away at 1450? All done? Are we all done at 1450? 1450 guineas? Sandy Goodacre.
Tony.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
That's that, then.
Thank you.
It's over. It's really over.
Oh, come here, love.
Oh, I think he's settled down for his nap at last.
Oh, he was so excited about it all. You must be shattered, Pat.
Yes, I am. Feel as though I've been up for hours.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry to have abandoned you. Would you want a top-up, Pip?
No, thanks.
You and Rosa have worked so hard. Thank you.
Actually, if you've finished your tea, Pip, we'd better be heading back.
You don't have to rush off.
No, I need to get back for... Well, there's work to do, you know.
Yeah.
We'll see you later in the week, maybe, in the Bull.
Yeah, possibly.
See you then, Pat.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Bye.
Bye then. Bye.
See you.
And thanks again, Pip.
Oh, no worries.
All gone yet?
Just a few stragglers, really.
There's tea in the pot.
Oh, thanks. Is Helen sorting Henry out?
No, she's still chatting outside, I think.
Well, Alec thinks it went really well.
Does he?
I mean, the prices seem pretty buoyant. I was going to keep a running total on my phone, but in the end I was just too busy.
We should hear in the next couple of days, though, shouldn't we?
Should do.
And most of the cars will be going today.
Mm-hmm. There's just a handful of milkers to go on Friday, and a dozen followers. Chap from Cornwall's coming on Sunday. He needs to arrange transport.
Right.
As long as they're all off by Tuesday, which they should be.
Yeah.
So, there's just number 247 left.
Lonely cow.
Go on now. Down you go. Here you are, girl. A whole field to yourself. Well, there'll be pigs in these fields before long. It's all change, isn't it? Yes, yes. Yes, I know, girl. I know. You'll miss them, won't you? Eh? And so will I.
Oh.
Still no Joy?
No, her phone's still going to voicemail.
Well, leave it. She might be trying to ring you.
But she could have failed and be crying down the phone to Spencer.
Oh,
Or she could have passed to be ringing all her friends to let them know.
Maybe. Oh, well, I better get something done before it gets any later. How's the truffin looking?
Oh, it's knackered, to be honest. I've managed to patch it up for now.
Well done.
Are you taking Josh over to Lower Loxley again later?
Yeah, I'm meeting him off the school bus.
Oh. How's Freddie doing?
Halter trading a heifer is a little bit trickier than he expected. He's enjoying it, though.
Is he still determined to go in for the young handler competition at the show?
Well, there's a little bit of if Josh can do it, so can I going on. He's definitely not backing out at this point. Oh, it's Pip.
Ah, go on then.
Oh, hang on. Hi, Pip.
Mum, I did it. I passed.
Yay! Oh, that's fantastic.
Hey, well done.
Oh, congratulations.
What did you get?
A 2-2. Oh,
right.
But you passed. That's the main thing.
Well, I just hope I can book a table somewhere at this late stage of the day.
Oh, Dad.
He's joking. Of course he's already booked.
What do you think about that teppanyaki restaurant?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right. And let Spencer know. He's invited too, of course.
Yeah, I'll tell him when he comes to pick me up. See you later.
Yeah. Tonight we will celebrate in style.
Hello, Brenda.
What are you doing?
I'm just snipping off some of these roses.
Yeah, I can see that.
They're for me display. You know, for the flower festival.
Yeah, but...
Lillian said it was okay.
Oh, did she?
I see. She never told you about it.
No, she didn't.
It was last week I asked. But, oh, they just got back from a funeral. It must have slipped her mind.
Right. Sorry. Yet another thing Lillian's not told me before she went swanning off on holiday.
Oh, dear. All right, if I carry on?
Yeah, of course.
It opens tomorrow, you see. So I thought I'd nip down and get them today in my lunch hour, in case I don't have time tomorrow morning. I've got a lot to do, you see. Well, me and Nick together.
Right, well, I've got to go to the paper mill to talk to the contractor, and I'm already running late.
Oh, you carry on, Brenda. Don't mind me.
Okay. Just shut the gate behind you, will you?
Will do. Pop into church and see me display over the weekend. Well, you'll be missing a treat.
Josh, you need to remind Freddie to keep the heifer's head up. Oh, hi, Roy.
Hi, Ruth. Oh, it's good to get out in the fresh air at last.
Have you been indoors all day?
Yeah, it's been all meetings and paperwork. One of those days.
Oh, paperwork. It's almost a rude word, isn't it?
It's definitely a curse, anyway. How are things with you?
Oh, fine, thanks. We just heard that Pip passed her exams, so that's a relief.
Oh, well, tell her congratulations from me.
I will, thanks.
How are Freddie and Josh doing with the halter training?
Oh, they're getting there.
Will Freddie and Sorrel be ready for the Borchester show, do you think?
They should be. They've got a few days yet. Josh has a lot more patience as Freddie's teacher than I ever thought he would.
Oh, good for him.
And although Freddie says he's really a horseman, his handling of that heifer isn't bad.
Whoa! Oh, he spoke too soon, Ruth.
Josh, help him out!
Crikey, look at her jump!
Careful! That's better. Well done!
Well, she doesn't do anything like that at the show.
It wasn't the heifer's fault. You have to give the animals your full attention or they will play up.
Is Josh calmed down now after Sunday?
How do you mean?
Oh, nothing.
Did something happen with the hens?
No. Everything was fine with the hens, as far as I know.
Well, you never said anything.
No, honestly, Ruth. Take no notice. I'm imagining things because... But my two are at loggerheads at the moment.
Tell me about it. They never stop, do they? Mm.
Phoebe's finally hit boiling point about sharing a bedroom.
Oh, that's one topic mine haven't rowed about, thank goodness.
I mean, I can understand both their points of view. I mean, obviously, Phoebe wants somewhere where she can have her mates back to listen to music, whatever.
Yeah, we can all remember what it's like to be 15. Mm.
But Abby doesn't see why she can't play with all her toys and teddies whenever she wants to.
And neither will give in?
Nope.
But you can't please everybody all the time, Roy.
I'm finding that out.
Someone has to give in at some point.
Yeah. It's about how you handle it, isn't it?
So
I've ordered a taxi to get to the restaurant. Pick us up later.
Gosh, that's a little extravagant.
Well, it means we can both have a drink.
Oh, yeah.
Since we can't stay over, I'd like to enjoy some fine wine with our dinner.
Yes, of course.
It's not often we go somewhere quite this special.
No, you're absolutely right. It is our anniversary. We should make the most of it.
So I've arranged for the taxi to come at 7. That should get us there in plenty of time.
All right, fine by me.
You will be home in plenty of time, won't you?
Of course I will.
Right then. See you later.
Okay, bye. Come in. Oh, Nico? Everything all right?
Not disturbing you, Roy, am I?
No, of course not. Just making a start on tea.
Oh, you carry on. It's just that Vicky said I could have some of her flowers for my display.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I've knocked on the door, but nobody's answering.
Well, I'm sure she won't mind you helping yourself.
Oh, that's what I was going to ask.
No, you go ahead. I'll let her know when I see her.
Oh, thanks. You ain't seen Neil by any chance, have you?
Neil? Not today, no.
Only there's nobody in Ambridge View, neither.
Well, can I pass on a message there as well?
No, I just needed to know what happened to the church's extension lead after him and Eddie put the thermometer up on Monday.
Oh, well, we've got one somewhere.
Oh, no. It'd be better to be the one belonging to the church. I don't want to run any risks.
Why? What are you up to, Clary?
Oh, nothing dangerous. It's for me flower display again. I suddenly realised I needed 2 plug sockets and the alcove I reserved ain't even got one.
Oh, I see. Sounds very elaborate for a flower display.
Oh, it'll be quite a sight, even though I say it myself.
Oh, sorry, I can't be of any help. Oh, what now?
Oh, dear.
Right, I'm coming. Sorry, Clary.
Oh.
Joys of family life, eh?
Ah, Caroline.
Oliver.
I'm just ringing to find out where you got to. Are you on your way home? Because the cab will be here in half an hour. You're cutting it fine. Well, unless, of course, you're getting ready at Grey Gables.
Oliver, I'm dreadfully sorry.
Don't worry, I'll ring the cab firm and put the bookie back 15 minutes. If you get your skates on, we can still be on time.
I'm so sorry, Oliver. I can't come.
What? Why?
I can't leave work.
Why not?
One of the guests has been taken ill. He looks quite serious. The paramedics are on their way.
I see.
They should be here any minute.
Well, but perhaps you can set off once they've taken her to hospital.
It's not that simple, I'm afraid.
Why not?
Oliver...
Isn't Linda on duty tonight?
Yes.
Well, can't you hand over to her?
No, this woman is travelling on her own, with a baby and a toddler. The father's on his way, but it's going to be at least a couple of hours until he arrives. I can't leave until I'm satisfied the children are in the right hands, and they're going to be all right.
Right.
I couldn't possibly delegate this to another member of staff.
Yes, I can see it's a very difficult situation.
Oh, it is.
Well, then, I'll cancel the table and the cab.
I know you're disappointed.
The one night, the one special night I had planned for us. I mean, when was the last time we went out anywhere together?
Yes, I know.
And it's supposed to be our anniversary celebration.
I know, and I am so sorry.
I do think you could have got someone to ring me.
I haven't had a minute.
Instead, I'd ring you.
I'm sorry, Oliver. As I said, I have my hands full. It's just one of those things.
Who is this mate of Pip's who's failed her exams?
Megan, I think she said. Pip couldn't just put the phone down on her, could she?
I'm starving.
I can tell.
At least Spencer chose his food before he went to the loo. We could all have ordered by now if only Pip had been a bit quicker making her mind up.
She'll be back in a minute.
What is she like, eh?
What?
Well, before her results, she was worried about getting her placement. Now she's got her placement, she's mithering about how much time she'll have to spend away from her boyfriend. And Josh, you know, couldn't wait to see this film, and then he complains he's missing out on a nice meal.
He got Pip a lovely card. Did you see it?
Yeah, showed me. While at the same time informing me that he thought she'd only just scraped through.
Ugh, little monkey. Wait until it's his turn.
Well, mind you, he's got a point. You know, a student of her calibre should have got at least a 2-1. If only she'd put a bit more effort into...
Shh. Look, she's coming back. I'm just glad she's got back on track. Hi, Pip.
How is she?
Yeah, she's feeling a bit better now.
Oh, good.
So, have you ordered drinks?
Your dad's ordered champagne.
Really?
Really?
We're very proud of you. Aren't we, David?
Yeah, of course we are. We'll just wait until Spencer gets back, and then we will toast your success.
Is there any wine on the go?
There's some white in the fridge.
Now I'm sitting down, I can't even bother to get up again. Unless you want a glass.
No, I'm okay. Tavern.
Where's Hayley?
She's just nipped next door.
So, go on then. What's up?
What do you mean?
I can tell something's happened, Roy. I passed Phoebe going upstairs. She looked really fed up.
Oh, you know Phoebe. Just remember what you were like at that age.
Come on, there's more to it than that. She barely looked me in the eye. What's happened?
It's nothing, honestly. She and Abby had a row, that's all.
About me? Roy?
They're just getting on one another's nerves.
Because they're having to share a room.
Well...
They've been so good letting me have Abby's room, but it's a big ask. There's 10 years between them after all. It's not right.
They'll be fine. Phoebe will have forgotten it tomorrow with all the excitement of her birthday.
No, it's not fair on either of them, on any of you.
Look, Brenda, we're fine.
It was never going to be workable for more than a few weeks, was it?
I don't want you to think we're trying to get rid of you.
Of course I don't. But Phoebe's right. Everyone needs their own space where they can chill out and not be bothered by anyone.
Yeah, but there's no rush.
No. I'll start looking tomorrow. I've got plenty of contacts. I'll sort something out. I promise.
I've just shown Neil again what to do with the gladioli. Luckily, Susan's coming in her dinner hour to finish it properly.
Oh, you might have known when the dance and cricket team said they'd do a display, the wives and girlfriends would get roped in.
Yeah, I know. Shula's over there now, not a cricketer to be seen. Right, where are we up to?
Well, Eddie reckons the water feature's all set to go.
What do you think of the milk churns instead of the terracotta pots?
Yeah, they look really good.
You wait till you see it all working. You're in for a surprise.
Hello, Clary. Nick.
Morning, Christine.
Hello.
Hard at work.
As you can see.
Yes. Well, good. See you later.
You will.
She's getting a bit fine, ain't she? Only a couple of hours to go before we open her. She ain't even started yet.
Right. You leave the lilies to me and you sort out that Stephanotis.
Okay.
Oh, and tell your mum thanks from me.
I will. Oh, I saw Erica Featherstone coming.
Oh, her St. Eloisa display for junior church is looking lovely, ain't it?
Yeah.
So is she going to help you with that form?
Well, she's giving me some guidance notes.
Oh, good.
And then once the DBS form is processed and clearance comes through, then I can start properly with junior church.
I'm very pleased for you, love. Now, come on. Let's crack on. St. Bridget's taking shape very nicely.
Tony, what time's the chap coming for the rest of the milkers?
Mid-afternoon.
Right. I'll give you a hand later.
Well, aren't you working this afternoon?
No. I can't bend my mind to it at all today.
Well, you could have a stroll down to St. Stephen's. Might take your mind off things.
Oh, yes. The Flower Festival opens this afternoon. Clary will never forgive me if I miss her famous display.
Yeah. And if Neil's around, you could give him that cheque for the organ fund. In fact, I might walk down with you.
Well, what do you think? How's Christine's display looking?
Oh, it's difficult to tell.
How do you mean?
Well, all she's got so far are a vase and a few lilies.
Really?
As far as I could see.
Hang on. I'll step back a bit so it looks like I'm trying to get a good look at our display and then I can have a quick peep at hers for myself.
Okay.
Oh, all right, Christine.
Yes, thanks. You?
Yes, Ta. You're right, Nick. She's very behind.
That's what I thought.
She'll be lucky to finish for 2 o'clock.
I know.
Speaking of which, we'd better get our skates on. Now, just let me straighten these fairy lights. There, how's that look?
Yep. Yep, that's straighter.
Did you sort the extension lead?
Yep, that's all ready.
Now, I'll plug the lights and the water feature in. Then we can switch it all on.
Okay.
Oh, hope it works. Right, ready?
Yep.
One, two, three.
Oh!
Oh! Look at that! And it's taken your breath away, I can see.
Oh, it has, Clary.
I forgot to tell you the fairy lights were green.
Yeah.
It's on account of her being Irish.
Yeah, I got that.
So, what do you reckon? I think we'll make quite a bit of money for the organ fund, don't you?
Well, the milk looks realistic anyway.
Don't it just? Much better than having just water trickling down.
Yeah.
And you can't tell it's not real, can you? I had this brainwave on Monday about using diluted white emulsion paint to look like milk. Now, let's see what it looks like from the central aisle. Get the full effect. Oh, yes. Hey?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Christine's still only got a vase and a few lilies.
Oh, they're very nicely arranged, though.
At this rate, she won't be finished till closing time, never mind opening time.
Yeah.
What's she doing now?
Oh, it looks like she's plugging something in.
What, though? There's nothing there. Oh.
Wow.
Oh. Oh, but surely that ain't finished. Which is just one little light over the top of it.
Oh, looks finished to me.
But, oh, I mean, what?
Oh, it's very classy.
Classy? Yeah. Right. I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Christine?
Just a second. I just need to adjust Christine. This one. There. Yes, Clary?
That's never it.
It?
Three lilies in a tall, thin vase with a light shining down.
I'm not sure what you... But what you...
Where's the flashing fairy lights?
I'm sorry.
You know.
I don't think I do.
The fairy lights and the water feature and all they things.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, why did you ask for such a big alcove?
A minimalist design needs space around it, Clary.
Minimalist?
Well, I thought the simple essence of the flower would best symbolise the Virgin Mary.
Well.
Do you think it works?
I... Well... It's beautiful, Christine.
Everything okay?
Jolene?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, fine.
Are you sure? You were miles away there.
No, I was thinking about Lillian and Matt.
Well, what about them?
We thought Lillian might have rung.
Yeah, well, no news is good news.
Yeah.
Oh, did I tell you? Shula heard from Daniel. He's arrived safely.
Oh, he must be shattered, I should think. All the way to Wyoming. He'll come back with a 10-gallon hat and a cowboy drawl.
He's off backpacking for a few weeks soon. It'll do him the world of good.
Will all this travel make a man of him? Like it did his Uncle Kenton.
Are you taking the mick, Mrs. Perks? Oh, tea towels at 10 paces, is it? Well, you better watch out. You are messing with the best tea towel flicker this side of the
Quick! Let me through the back door. If Jim sees me, he'll force me to go away into this Fleur festival.
Why on earth would he do that, Jazzer?
Because... I'll tell you later. Quick! What he spots us?
Too late, I'm afraid. He's heading this way.
Where? What was all that about, do you think?
I haven't the faintest.
Oh, before you go in, Tom gave me his cheque for Neil too. Here it is.
Ah, thanks.
How long do you think you'll be?
I'm not sure. There are quite a few displays to see.
Oh, In that case, I might have a swift one in the bull.
Yeah, all right.
Shall I wait for you in there or see you back home?
No, no, you get off when you're ready.
Oh, bye then.
Bye, love.
Right, now, where's St. Bridget? Oh! Jazzy, you gave me such a fright.
Sorry.
What on earth are you doing hiding behind there?
It's a long story.
Well, how long do you plan being there?
I'm on my way outside.
Hello, Pat.
Don't let on.
It's free. Sorry.
To come in. Were you looking for a plate to put your entrance money on? Only each display has a little bowl by it for donations.
No!
I just wondered why you were standing here.
Well, am I...
Jazzer.
Hiya, Clary. I was just looking for my glove.
Oh, yeah? I've got a bone to pick with you. Now, you come with me.
I've got to be getting back to my work in a pat.
Oh, don't get me involved in whatever you've been up to. Yeah,
come on. Come on. You come with me. This way.
Now, look at they lovely lilies. What do you call that?
Is this a trick question?
No. But I think you've been playing a trick on me.
Clary.
Flashing lights, you said. Water feature, you said.
What can I say? Christine must have changed her mind.
Changed her mind? My eye. All the time I was feeding you with lovely Sunday dinners and the like, you were feeding me blooming fairy stories. I wish one of you had stopped me.
Well, Eddie and me did have a go.
Yeah, you did, didn't you?
I did wonder when you showed me those sketches.
Oh, you had other things on your mind, Pat.
Well, yes.
Here we are, coffees. Ah, you've worked so hard this morning.
Well, we've all done our best, haven't we?
Your arrangement for Grange Spinney really is lovely, Christine.
Oh, thank you.
Mm. Pat's right. Simple yet striking.
Yeah, really unusual.
Oh, very generous of you to say so. I'm pleased to say lots of others think so too, judging by the money in my bowl. Pleased for the organ fund, I mean. Oh, hello, Jolene.
Hey, God, someone's got a tone a bit, haven't they?
Frida's done a super job for the bull, hasn't she?
Oh, she has. And old Saint Sebastian is quite something, isn't he? But the one over there with the green lights, I don't know. Talk about old TT.
Jolene.
And all that pretend milk trickling. There'll be more punters queuing for the loos than there will be any.
It's all right, Christine. That one's mine, Jolene.
Oh.
And mine.
Oh, right. Sorry, Clary.
It's lovely to have so many different styles. Mm. Something for everyone, isn't there?
Mm. Mm.
No, Clary, you know your display.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I reckon you've got the right idea anyway.
What about exactly?
Your milk's genius. Trickling from one churn into the other.
That is a really original idea.
Yeah, there you are, Clary.
Mm. That just means that when people are walking about with tea or coffee, they can use your display to top up their milk and cool their drinks down.
Hang on. You put the milk from my display in that coffee?
Aye, brilliant.
It's not milk. It's paint.
Ah, I thought I'd find you here.
The last of our milkers heading off.
Rodway's called.
And?
The total was just short of £200,000, as Alec predicted.
Was it?
Yeah, I reckon that after fees and expenses, we'll probably be looking at around
£165,000. Oh.
I know it's not quite as much as we thought, but it's not at all bad in the current climate.
I suppose so.
It'll be fine.
Will it?
Yes, of course it will.
Oh, Tony.
Come here, love.
Bridge Farm's a very different place now. We're not dairy farmers anymore.